sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesine mhlaka 16 kuZibandlela 2025 ngokancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Trump umuyozo besenza umsebenzi we-cabinet. Angiboni ukuthi bazafana nama-cabinet members ama-administrations adlulileyo.
Idale le-Senate liqhubekela phambili likhulumisana nabakhethwe ngumnumzana Donald Trump ukuba ingxenye yedale le-cabinet yakhe.
Bakhangela umnumzana Trump inumber of billionaires kwele Melika iqanse kakhulu ngaphansi kombuso wakhe. So ngibone ngathi umnumzana Trump unganilama-positive.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zile mibono etshiyeneyo ngokuza kwenziwa ngumnumzana Donald Trump okhangelela ukugcotshwa ngomvulo ukuba ngumongameli omutsha weMelika. Sokulungiselelwa uhlelo lokuhlolisisa umbhuqazwe wegugrawundi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Idale le-Senate liqhubekela phambili likhulumisana labakhethwe ngumnumzana Donald Trump ukuba ingxenye yedale le-cabinet yakhe. Okhethwe ngu-Trump ukuba ngumphathi ntambo indaba zekhaya, umnumzana Doug Burgum namuhla ukhulumisana labaphethe uhlangothi lwezomlilo lezemvelo i-Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. Asebelikhulumisane lehlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo zesenethi bagoqela umnumzana Marco Rubio ocelwe ngutrump ukuba akhokele uhlangothi lukarhulumente olubona ukudlelana lamanye amazwe olwe-US State Department. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Washington Jamela olandelwa ezombusazwe ekhonapha eMelika.
UTrump umuyozo besenza umsebenzi we-cabinet. Angiboni ukuthi bazafana nama-cabinet members ama-administrations adlulileyo ukuthi bebesenza ama-decisions bemebodwa and then kube i-decision ka-cabinet minister ka-secretary law. Like uBlinken kunjenje nguyo besenza ama-negotiations njalo futhi singakhangela kakhulu ku-Department of Justice. So uPam Bondi uzabe esenza okufunwa nguTrump, so akula decision azoyenza independently ngaphandle kukamongameli.
Baba Jamela, ubone ngazani laba abanye abakhethwe ngumnumzana Trump kambe bazathuthukisa umnotho yini welizwe lweMelika?
Hayi, okomnotho ngibona ngani bazozama noma nje eqinisweni umnotho welizwe ilizwe right now liyaqhubeka liyaphambili vele umongameli uBiden ukuthiye sezendleleni eqondileyo noma intengo yezinto isasephezulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Washington Jamela olandela zombusazwe yaseChicago khonapha eMelika. Iningi labantu eZimbabwe liveza imibono etshiyeneyo ngomnumzana Donald Trump okhangelelwe ukugcotshwa ukuba ngumongameli weMelika ngeviki ezayo eWashington DC. Intelezindaba ye-Studio 7, u-Ezra Chisa Spanda, uxoxela abanye babo eGobulawayo.
Umhlaba wonke ukhalele ukuthi uTrump osethatha intambo kwesibili uzabusa njani. Umnumzana Zwelethu Mhlanga uthi uTrump kathanda abantu bezwakazi le-Afrika.
Ye, kungawuthokozisa hlezi umhlaba wonke, kodwa engxenye thina esikunanzelelayo njengama-Africans ukuthi ubaba lo kungenzeka ukuthi abe engasithandi ngokunanzelela kwami. Angiboni ukuthi sizathola okuningi okuvelele e-America, kodwa engxenye kungaba kuyi-political mileage esayidini lakhe yena, engxenye labamsekelayo, but thina ezama-Zimbabweans angiboni kakhulu. Ngokunanzelela ukuthi isikhathi esiningi siphila kwi-economy ebuhlungu, kodwa kazikaze sithole uncedo oluvelele America direct to us.
Unkosikazi Samuel Zodube uthi wesabela abantu abansundu ngaphansi kombuzo kaTrump.
Ukungena kukaTrump mbona ngani omama labantwana bazabandlululwa kakhulu, ikakhulu iziphepheli nabantu abamnyama ngoba uTrump engumuntu olobandlululo kakhulu.
Umahlekisa oloduma omtawini Sibanda Chuma uthi kukhona okuhle ngoDonald Trump.
Kulento entsanda ukuthi ikhulume ngoDonald Trump, yeah. Otherwise, elsewhere, the guy is good because he's got boldness and a leader. And when a leader believes what he believes in, and he pushes it, and but Trump, when into one and the intern, foreigners. They listen, we are one people created in the image of God. We've got to coexist. Agupela kona. Angalungisa kona posi.
Umnumzana wafunani ndimande ugcizela amazwi kamdawule esithi uTrump wazi kakhulu ezomnotho.
Makhangela umnumzana Trump inumber of billionaires kwele Melika iqanse kakhulu ngaphansi kombuso wakhe. So ngibone ngathi umnumzana Trump unganilama-positives amaningi kakhulu. Njalo kumazwe ase-Afrika singabona mhlawumbe labo sebethola uncedo lungekho attached to izinto ezifana nabo-LGBTQ ukuthi kumele bavumelane lalezi yazinto.
Abanye bathi abanalwazi olujulileyo ngoTrump. Mnumzana Dry Jean Moyo uthi akwazi ukuthi uzanceda njani ele Zimbabwe.
Amerika sinomongameli omutsha but anginasho ukuthi uzasincedisa thina lapha eZimbabwe.
Ohlaziya ezombusazwe ezimele umnumzana Gretus Banda uthi impilo zabantu zizatshintsha ikakhulu kulabo abafuna ukuyahlala eMelika.
Ngibona ikakhulukazi laba abangela maphepha ngibonakani impilo yabo iza kuba nzima kakhulu, lalaba abafuna ukungena kathese eMelika ngibonani kuza kuba nzima kakhulu. Yeah, mbonani uza kuba nzima kakhulu ngoba indoda efuna izinto zayo, indoda efuna amandla kakhulu, indoda efuna ukubonakala ukuthi khona. So mbonani kuzokuba nzima kakhulu. Sikhangele njalo lezimpilezi ze-Ukraine, Russia, mbonani hayi zizaqala ukwehla sibili nxa ngibona embusweni kaTrump.
UTrump oyebandla lama-Republicans wanqoba unkosikazi Kamala Harris wama-Democrats kukhetho lwaqhutshwa ngolwezi ngomnyaka odlulileyo, njalo uthatha amatongo kumnumzana Joe Biden. Ngikobulawayo ngimela isitudio 7 igama namuyezi Jesus Banda.
Nansi isaziso balaleli be-Studio 7. Ngomvulo ntambama kusukela ngo-7 PM kusiyafika u-9 PM sizalethulela ngokugcweleyo ukugcotshwa kukamongameli welizwe omutsha umnumzana Donald Trump. Khongozelani emsakazweni we-Studio 7 lasenkundleni ye-Facebook emakhasini ethu abalisa ele VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona kanye lele VOA Studio 7. Sizalethulela udaba lolu njalo ebulenjini kuma-websites ethu kumakheli alandelayo voaindebele.com, voashona.com laku-voazimbabwe.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusilandela njalo ku-VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ukuze lithole indaba zethu ngokugcweleyo. Osephuma esikhondleni sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden wethule amazwi akhe okuvalelisa izolo kusihlwa, wasola kakhulu ukungenela kwabantu abanothileyo kwezombusazwe zeMelika esithi le yingozi ephazamisa umbuso okhululekileyo. UBiden uza kwehla embusweni esededela umongameli omutsha umnumzana Donald Trump ngomvulo. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Lanxa engababethanga ngamagama abantu laba, umongameli Biden ukhanya ubekhuluma ngezinothi ezifana losomabhizimusi onothe ukwedlula umuntu wonke emhlabeni jikelele umnumzana Elon Musk. Yena osekele uTrump ngezigidi lezigidi zemali emkhankasweni wokhetho lwanyakenye.
The dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra wealthy people.
Kuyingozi ukufaka amandla ezandleni zabantu abalutshwana abanothileyo. Nxa bengafekelanga imigoqo, balakho ukuphatha umbuso kutshapa. Ngikhuluma nje luyagxila uduwo lwezinothi esezilamandla kwezombusazwe eMelika.
Umongameli Biden uchotoze njalo amankampani enkundla zokuxhumana afana leFacebook ngokumisa inhlelo zokuvimba imbiko yamanga ethulwa enkundleni lezi sithi iqiniso kumele liqakathekiswe ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuze kuvikelwe umphakathi.
The free press is crumbling. Editors are disappearing.
Ukwethula kwezindaba ngokukhululekileyo kuyachabalala. Abahleli bayanyamalala. Iqiniso selivalwa ngamanga ngenxa yokufuna amandla lenzuzo.
UBiden ukhulume njalo ngenhlelo zentuthuko athi ziqhutshwe nguhulumende wakhe ngemva kokungena embusweni ngo-2021. Inhlelo lezi zigoqela ukwakha izakhiwo ezintsha, ukuvuselela umnotho, ukuqeda umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Kumbiko owehlukileyo izolo njalo, uBiden wazise ukuthi ele-Israel labeqembu le-Hamas sebevumelene ukubeka izikhali phansi eGaza lokukhulula izibotshwa kanye lalabo abathunjiweyo. Sithi uhulumende wakhe udlale indima enkulu ekuqedeni limpi. Uthe uhulumende wakhe unikeze uTrump imininingwane yonke ephathelane lalesi sivumelwano njengomongameli weMelika omutsha ozaqala umsebenzi ngomvulo. Kodwa uTrump laye wethule umbiko esithi nguye odale ukuthi abeHamas labe-Israyeli bavumelane. Sibuze olandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Moringayi ukuthi ngubani phakathi kwababili laba omele athole imiklomelo ngalolu daba.
Umnumzana Biden waqala kudala ukuthi azame ukuthi kube le peace khona ngale Israel. So ukungenela kukamongameli Trump ongenayo next week lapha ube khulume emsakazweni the past week esithi ma kungela ceasefire or ukukhulumelana le Hamas ubeza iqeda tu. So labo babona ukuthi hayi umuntu lo ongenayo unomzana Trump ungathiwa vele uzayenza lokhu akukhuluma khona. So mina mbona ngathiwa they both deserve the credit.
Umongameli Biden usuka nje embusweni ngomvulo ngemva kokuphatheka kwezombusazwe okweminyaka edlula engamachumi amahlanu 50 years. Wadonsa iminyaka emide elilunga ledale le-Senate. Olandela ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo uthi kunengi uBiden azakhunjulwa ngakho nguzulu weMelika kanye lomhlaba jikelele.
Abantu bazokhangela ukuthi umnumzana uBiden ungene ngesikhathi lapho ilizwe le-America beseliluze i-confidence kwamanye amazwe internationally. Ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi umnumzana uTrump wayesekhiphe i-America kuma-treaty afana labo Paris Climate adila ngeze-climate change. Okunye abantu abazomkhumbula ngakho, I think yikho khona lokhu ukuthi uzamile kakhulu ukuthi alethe ukuzwisisana esingathi apromote i-democracy e-America.
UBiden ugqibe umbiko wakhe ngokubonga abantu beMelika ngethuba lokukhokhela abamupha lona. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington, yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abakuhlangothi olubona ngokuhlenga uzulu olwe-Palestinian Civil Emergency Service bathi ele-Israel libhombe eGaza ebusuku labulala abantu abafika amachuma esikhombisa phakathi kwamahola ambala kulotshelwane isivumelano sokubeka phansi izikhali empini yelizwe leli le-Hamas. Ibutho lakale-Israel lithi selihlolisisa udaba lolo. Abaphikisayo baqhubekela phambili betshengisela emigwaqweni kwele-Mozambique kulandela ukugcotshwa kukamongameli Daniel Chapo okuthiwa ibandla lakhe ele-Frelimo laqibezela kukhetho olwaqhutshwa ngomfumfu nyakeni. Uhulumende uthi kukhangelelwe ukuba uhlelo lokuhlolisisa umbhuqazi wegugurawundi eMathebeleland oluzaphathwa zinduna njalo luphansi kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa luzaqala kunyanga ezayo. Loba kunjalo baningi abachothoza imizamo kahulumende ukupholisa abanxeba abantu abalezihlobo ezabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe lo eZimbabwe. EleZimbabwe lisanda ukuthola uzibuze. Kubika uNgqele Dube.
Induna ekhokhela uhlelo lolu umtshana Khumalo uchasisa ngokukhangelelwe ukuba kuza kwenziwa ngoNhlolanja.
Kuyavela sibili sizama ukuhlanganisa izinto ukuthi aluba kusenzakala siqalise kunyanga ezayo ukuthi siyefika ebantwini. Yona le viki ekupheleni kwayo nje izaphela, sizabe sihlangene sibe sithe ekupheleni kukaJanuwari sibone ukuthi sekuhambe kanganani. Ikakhulu silungiselela ama-ofisa azaba ku-province ukwenzela ukuthi kuhlanganiswe wonke ama-province omabili ibe endaweni eyodwa.
Loba nje uhulumende eqhubeka ngalolu hlelo kulabanye abathi impumelo yalo kayisoze ithakazelelwe nguZulu. Omunye wabalombono lo umnumzana Mehluli Ndlovu wekhezi.
Into lesibone ngani yinto yokudlala nje ukulibazisa abantu nje ukuthi it's just like buying time. Ngiyakubona lan kokwinto kwakhona lokho. And futhi kathesi kulabantu abalahlekelwa izinto zabo eziningi kakhulu, abantwana bayadubeka, akula ma-birth certificate, akulani, uyabona le mali zabantu zalahleka emabhanki.
Umnumzana Mlando Ncube ohlala eTsholotsholayo uyalusula uhlelo lolu.
Sibone ngani indlela oluphathwa ngayo alisoze luphuthe kahle, ngoba akulocacayo ukuthi kuzenzakalani. Ukuthi njengoba sizahamba siyekhuluma izindaba zethu khonapho ezihlahleni lezo kuyabe kubize khona izinduna, i-guarantee yokuthi sizaba sethiwa thina esiyabe sikhulumile okwenzakalayo asilayo. Njalo okwesibili, akukhulunywa ukuthi kwenzelwani.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo okhokhela inhlanganiso elelwa ilungelo loluntu ibhetshu likaZulu uthi kayiqondanga indlela okuqhutshwa ngayo uhlelo lolu.
Kulani yebo izaqalisa, kodwa kamboni ukuthi izabe iyiprocess eyiyo ekhanye efitha kuma-standard aka-victim. Bona ngazathi iprocess emanipulethwa ngu-perpetrator. O-victim akuchoyo bayathi ukuthi bafisa ukuthi ngabe ibanjwa kanje, kodwa kambona ukuthi kuyaqakathekiswa. So konke khona kuyabe kukutshengisa ukuthi i-process leyi ingaziyenzakale, kayisoze i-address udaba lolo, kodwa kuqalise.
Obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla lezanu-PF umnumzana Farai Marapira uthi bazimisela ukuvezela uZulu impumela yenhlolisiso yombhuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Without public disclosure, there is no national closure. So the whole, according to the president, the whole intention of the exercise is to bring closure and to foster unity.
Ngeke kube nokuthola uma impumela yohlelo lolu lungazizwanga emphakathini. Umongameli wathi kufuze kube nokuthola lokulandana elizweni njalo. Lokhu kungenzeka indaba ingabanjwa ngendlela okusuthisa umuntu wonke. Sifuna abantu beZimbabwe bebambane.
Owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo leZipra umnumzana Caspar Sibanda uyakulandula lokhu.
Into le ifuze ukuthi involve iZipra leZapa because iba bahlukumezwayo. So nabathatha izinduna betshiyela abaye ama-parties ayiwo ayedingwa ayebulawa igugurawundi bengekho phakathi, kuyahlupha kakhulu. Ambona ukuthi mina ngikwami umbona ukuthi asebenza ngoba thina yithi ama-victims.
Kwake kwenziwa inhlolisiso yombhuqazwe wegugurawundi ikhomishina ekhokhelwa ligqwetha elizimeleyo umnumzana Simplicius Jambakwe engazange ivezelwe uZulu. Imele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo nginguNgqwele Dube.
Lamhlanje kuhlandla lethu lengxoxo mpikiswano sihlaziya udaba lokuthi kulabanye abakuzana PF lamanye amabandla aphikisayo abalokhu bekhankasela ukuthi kuguqulwe isekelo sombuso ukwenzela ukwengezelela umbuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili liphela ngo-2024. Sikoxa lomnumzana Mqondisi Moyo umholi webandla lemthwakazi Republic Party endawonye lomnumzana Innocent Ndivali ohola ele Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Mnumzana Ndivali usungula lingxoxo ngomzekeliso ukuthi kuqathekile ukuba amabandla aphikisayo asebenze ndawonye asebenzele ndawonye lelibusayo ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe.
Angiboni kulohlupho lokuthi ubaba uChabangu evakatshele upresident ezefika lemasimini kapresident. Upresident ayisiye president wezanu-PF ngupresident weZimbabwe. So any opposition leader, including myself, sile right to go and meet the president. And I believe ukuthi vele we must normalize ama meetings lawa ama leaders awe opposition ukuze ehlangane lo president bembikele lokho abambikela khona. Ngibe sengikhuluma ngendaba ye term limit lay, as long as ama processes wonke ezalandelwa akutsho ukuthi I constitution angeke yatshintshwa. Amazwi amaningi ala ma term limits we've seen in the past since sitadekile ukuthi siyahamba kuma elections kungela ama reforms. Ezinye izinto ezinjenge economic development, instability yelizwe, lokunekinga sure ukuthi those who have settled in various parts of the country, these things are formalized. So by postponing or even extending i-term ka-president, given ukuthi she has started into eziningi.
Mnumzana Moyo, njengebandla le-MRP liyakusekela yini ukuthi aqhubeke umongameli Mnanga?
Asikusekeli lokho thina si-MRP. Ngokokuqala kuma-initial stages of i-constitution making yeZimbabwe, was there around 2010 kuma initial stages siya trainer eHarare under Copac ngobangcosha eteleta stage. So ezinye zezinto ezancindezelwa ku constitution ekhona elizweni elizwa ekhona ezana ukuthi the sitting president kumele ahlale for 2 terms. Ngiyadabuka nxa ngisizwa umfowethu Ndivali, indoda engangiyithembe kangaka emuva lesise sonke kuzapho esengani yena ukhulumela izanu PF. Ngiyakhangela futhi le ndaba sengezo oqale ngayo konke okungakhulunywa ngale yinto ezi stage managed. Ngeke ufike ngale ukhulume ngaye umuntu ekubizeni sinokhe umcastigate anyone opposa uhulumende uyabotshwa uyahlukunyezwa.
Sesibuya kuwe ke mnumzana Ndivali, uthini ngamazwi kamnumzana Moyo?
Ubaba Umoyo is assuming ukuthi wonke umuntu ohlangana lo president in whatever platform kumele emcastigate. Sometimes we must be able to talk more, engage more, even as ama political leaders. So uba kuchabangwe into ayenzileyo le, it is more or less like the icebreaker. Mina as a leader of EFF, I can meet the president any day, but it doesn't mean ukuthi I'm a member of ZANU-PF. Wena Comrade Moyo, kufuze unikwe opportunity uyehlangana lo president wakho umtshele zonezi zikhalazo ozifunayo ngokuthi iZimbabwe kumele iqunywe. Okwama terms lokho, we must forget about them. Awuntu deliver thina njengama socialist from this left, we do not believe in term limits. That's why you won't Comrade Malema can serve as many years as he can.
Ungasigqibela lingxoxo umnumzana Moyo?
Ya, ngiqhubeka ngisuka disappointed graduate ngomfowethu Ndivali ngoba bekukuhle ukuthi ngabe uhle abe i-extension yezana PF.
Mana aqhubeke mnumzana Ndivali.
Ndivali awusoze ungitshele ukukhuluma. This is a political discussion. So I've got a right to respond the way I want because by OED angeke akhulume ngokushona la izwa kwemathebelele nje sithathele umhlabathi ngama mine konke okuthethwa ngamashona ama teachers ezikolo kwazi waxotsha wasuspenda uMP wakhe ebubi laphana uSibanda emashona lendi le kwaxotsha iNdebele uteacher ayisekendara kuzange kube indaba zalutho. So ukuthi mina njone ngiqalisa ukutshona ngani mina ngiya heroship emasona ukhulumeni igama wathi upresident wami ngifuna ukumkhonjisa futhi aso president wami ngupresident wakhe yena mina ngina president owabulala abantu bakithi abayedlula 40,000. Angila president okhoze iclosure of ama industries kobulawayo. Angila president oyehluleka ukunika abantu abafana nayo ama equal opportunities of employment and business. Uyakhohlwa ukuthi izana uPF le 2/3 majority kathi eParliament. Yena ukhuluma outside parliament undibale EFF yakhe. Uzokulungisa ama reforms la engapi. IZEC AU erana ama elections. Isisisa another arm yezana uPF. Yikubona izana uPF ingaphumi. Izana uPF ayikazwini ama elections from 1980 up to this date. So ama reform angazi kwa postpone nge 50 years. Mina nga ngisaphila I can bet lo ndibale. Akula zano ezophuma esikhundleni bazimisele ukuthi bebe one party state.
Lo ngumnumzana Mqondisi Moyo, umholi weMthwakazi Republic Party, obexoxa endawonye lo mnumzana Innocent Ndibali okhokhela i-EFF Zimbabwe ebelo sithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Sokuyisikhathi sokuza imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsapp.
Zingilele njalo la ku 2025 City yepinye basakaza abahle. Zingilele lonke mazibabho amahle. Themba ukuthi ningene kahle enyakeni omutsha. Njalo siyakuqhubeka ukukhulekela ilizwe lakithi ukuthi mhlawumbe inkosi ingasihawukela. Kulunge abantu babuyele bayisebenzele emakhaya abo ngoba ngethemba ukuthi baningi kakhulu abangasayithandi le mpilo yokwakha imizwe bengahlali kuyo. Umuntu akho umuzi aqhubeke siyasebenza kwelinye ilizwe. Azazafe umuzi lo yakhile engakudlalanga. So impilo ebuhlungu kakhulu leyo. Ngiyabonga ngumasenga lakho nokobulawayo iphumule emadonkini.
Sibingele Studio 7 siyabonga umsebenzi. Sidane futhi kakhulu ukuthi sizwe abantu bezanu besafisa ukuthi uMnangagwa ahlale donke iziphuma umkhondo. Bonke laba basengezochabango othokozane Khuphi vele ababangabathengi sisukela kudala abangahlukene nomuntu othwele ngoba umuntu uma ezafuna ukudla yena kamnandi edayisa abafowabo edayisa izwe sakhe sonke ngalani ndaba yokuthi abantu bahlupheka kanjani vele fana nokuthi abe ngumthakathi. IZANU PF ukuthi bayixhasele ukuthi kubuseleni angazi. Ingane njengamanje esikoleni azikwazi ukuya, abazali abasebenzi, imali yeschool fees manje. Ngesikhathi kusabusa umgabi ischool fees lesi-affordable konke umuntu. Azo abantu bezimbabwe abaningi kuthiwa bafundile, bafundiswa ngumgabi. OMnangagwa bathatha umqondo kamgabe ngendlela engayisiyo. Umgabe wayesalela embusweni kodwa wayekwazi ukuhlakanipha. Bona balela umbuso ukuthi bafuna ukwenzani. And into abayikhiphela umgabe kuyini.
Salibonani izihlobo zami, salibonani bantu bakithi. Ubuhlungu lokhu esikuzwayo okwenza kuwa ngokochabango. Abalokhu besese nesifiso sokuthi uMnangagwa aqhubeke busa. Thina abanye sibone nokuthi naleyo i-5 years le is too much ukuthi lo muntu ebelokhu esikhundleni. Ngendlela esibona ngakhona ilizwe lichabalala. Ilizwe liyachabalala, abantu bayaphuma elizweni. Ochaba ngabanandaba. Bona bajabulela nje khona lokhu ukuthi bayathola imali le abayithola kuMnangagwa. Ukuthi izwe lime njani ngabakuboni lokhu. Yazi ezinye inkokheli zinkokheli nje kuphela ezingaboniyo nje. Ezidonswayo nje.
Hayi khona abantu uSmith kumele bembonge ngalokhu akuchiyayo. Ube akusoSmith ngempela kube asazi ukuthi abantu bakupha abantu baphila ngani. uSmith kumele simbonge ngempela ngoba hayi laba bezangaphila. Abantu laba bayihlulekile. Ezi izihluleki ezingakwazi, ezehluleka nokuzinwaya, zisala ziqamba amanga kuphela. Amadamu okagcibilekile. Izikolo ezakhiwa nguSmith manje zifile ziphelile, nemiduli ziwela abantwana bethu. Imigwaqo itara liphelile, basilokufaka itara emgwaqweni. Izibhedlela zonke azila mbheda.
Studio 7 ninjani ndabasakazi? Hayi cha, siziphilele thina. Hayi sibona indaba ezinhle lisetshilela zona lapha, hayi ezilohlonze indaba zakithi. Hayi bengisacela ukubuza nje ukuthi kanti uChris Gande sowaya ngapha? Chris Gande ngabe sowaya ngapha? Chris Gande hayi samgcina kudala.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lingakhohlwa liyalandela uhlelo le-Live Talk, kuhlelo labesifazane asiyihluzeni bomama, sixoxa ngomlilo ovuthayo eCalifornia khonapha eMelika. Okwanamhlanje muli eZimbabwe sesichaye kwazwela. Siligqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube nesithi lilale lingakhohlwa ukusilandela ku-VOA Indebele WhatsApp channel.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.